Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls.
Rejuvenating Health Podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with Women's Health Nurse Practitioner Lindsay Van Schoik. And today we're going to chat with you guys about fatigue. We have a lot of ladies that come in and say that they are tired all the time. So today we're going to chat about that.
Yeah, it's like a huge problem that I hear about in my clinic with our clients that come in, with our clients that we take care of. And it's just a huge issue. I feel like it's just a huge issue for everyone in the United States because we're just constantly like, go. But I do think it gets worse as we get older, and there are some lifestyle things that we need to look at, and then you can dig in to some underlying like medical conditions that you need to look at. So if someone comes to me and they're like, I'm really struggling with fatigue, well, one, what is fatigue? Right? Is it that you wake up in the morning and you can't get out of bed? Is that fatigue to you? Is it that you're slumping, like having an energy slump after lunch? Is it at the end of the day you are tired? Because like I can tell you right now, I've been up for 12 hours and I'm tired. But I think that that's normal. That's not fatigue.
Right.
So
right.
How are you defining fatigue? Is it that you have no motivation? Because a lot of people will say they're fatigued, but it's like they're a lack of motivation, right? Or are you like, really, what is fatigue to you? Because fatigue to me is like, you, if you have chronic fatigue, you can't function. Like you can't move your body. You can't get up. You can't do the tasks that you should be doing. You can't take care of yourself, your family. Like to me, that's what chronic fatigue is. There are definitely times where you're fatigued when you're sick, when you're not feeling good. Maybe like right before your period, if you're a woman, you're definitely fatigued because that high progesterone level. If you've had a really hard workout, that can make you fatigued. There are other things that can make you fatigued. So I think you first have to diagnose or define what fatigue is to you. And I think there's that word is used very vaguely.
Right, right. Like you said, because there's a difference in being tired and there's a difference in being chronically fatigued where you physically can't do your daily tasks or things that are regular living activities. To me, that's chronic fatigue. Like I'm not able to do those things. Because if I'm tired, I can, you know, do the dishes or clean up around the house. I'm just tired.
Right.
But chronic fatigue is, yeah, a little more serious in my opinion.
It's like a lot more serious where it's affecting your daily life. Right. Where you can't do the things that you used to do because you are so tired. And so, but there are other points where you have fatigue and it's not fun to be fatigued all the time. Right. And so if we've determined that you have fatigue, the first thing that we have to do is look at lifestyle. As with anything, right? If you have hypertension, if you have diabetes, if you have anything and everything that you come to with us, to us about, it's first going to be what's your lifestyle looking like? And you have to ask yourself, like, are you getting 7 to 9 hours of good sleep? And if you're not, then hello, start there. That's why you're fatigued, right?
Right.
If you can't sleep, if you're like, I'm trying, I literally can't, then we have to do some investigation to figure out why you're not sleeping. Is it because your cortisol and melatonin levels are all out of whack? Is it because you're waking up in the middle of the night to go pee? Is it because you're having hot flashes and maybe you need some hormone replacement? So first step is kind of looking at sleep. And then if you're actively trying to get those hours of sleep, then figuring out why you can't get them. And that could maybe include some laboratory testing and maybe some hormone replacement therapy and maybe some supplements and maybe a sleep apnea test. And there's all kinds of things that we can do to help you sleep better. Now, if you're fatigued because you're not getting sleep because you're playing video games and watching Netflix until midnight and then getting up at 5 a.m., like, I don't want to hear it. Like, go to bed.
Yeah. That's your fault, fatigue.
Like, just go to bed. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
So first thing you have to look at is sleep. The next thing you have to look at is nutrition. What are you eating? Because if you're eating a diet full of inflammatory foods, that's processed, eating no fruits and vegetables, eating a ton of refined carbs that are spiking your insulin level and then causing your insulin to crash, you're going to be fatigued. Like, how many times after a holiday meal, like Thanksgiving, where you eat all the carbs and an hour later you're like on the couch watching football with your family and you're like, huh, like I can't keep my eyes open. Well, that's because your blood sugar is dropping. Like, you just released a ton of insulin with all those carbs and it's coming right back down. So if that's you in the middle of the afternoon, if you're constantly feeling like you just ate Thanksgiving dinner after your lunch, we should probably look at your lunch and we should probably reduce those complex carbohydrates or those refined carbohydrates in your diet. So you have to look at your nutrition if you're struggling with fatigue. You have to.
Yeah. And that's even most of the time a simple change. I know a couple of my coaching ladies, we've had to do that. You know, they just have that afternoon crash. And so we adjusted their lunch and they're fine now. So sometimes it's just little tweaks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So sleep, fatigue, then you have to look at movement. Are you sitting on your tush all day long? Because you're going to be tired if you're doing that. It just is what it is. Mm-hmm. You need to get up and move your body. I know, like, I might not want to get up at 4 a.m. when my alarm goes off, but as soon as I, like, do my workout, I feel amazing. So you have to get movement in. Go on a walk. That helps give you so much energy. Like, I don't think people understand the impact of moving your body.
Yeah. No, that's another thing I just said to one of my ladies today, with energy. And I said, and it sounds kind of, you know, like going against what I'm going to say, but if you're moving more, your energy should be better. Because if you're just sitting and you're inactive, like that just makes you feel yucky and lazy and you don't want to move. But as you get up and you move more, you're going to notice those energy levels skyrocketing too. And it's true. We see it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you can't overtrain either, right? If you're out riding 20 miles a day, like you're going to be fatigued. If you're doing a crazy intense CrossFit workout every day of the week, like hitting it, like you're going to be tired. You're running your body into the ground. Stop doing that.
Right. Stop doing that.
So sleep, nutrition, movement, stress. I feel like these are the things that we talk about for everyone, right? But if you're constantly living in fight or flight mode and your body constantly thinks that you're running from a bear, you're going to be tired. Your body is on high alert all the time. So you have to do some type of stress management. Have to. Do some yoga. Go on a walk. Do some breath work. Take a bath. Read a book. Do something to get yourself out of that like heightened state. You have to do that.
Yeah. Even if it's just like 10 minutes a day. Take that time. If you don't have a ton of time, 10 minutes a day, just take that time. If you got to just lay and just in the quiet, that's something that you can do. Anything that helps you relax. Because, right, if your body's in that constant fight or flight, how are you ever relaxing? Your body's just constantly stressed. So you're going to feel exhausted mentally and physically.
Yeah. There's a good app called Breathwork that you can download. I use Calm app to sleep. So there's the Calm app that has a lot of like breathing tendencies. Like, go to yoga. Go do something. Even go work out. If that's your stress management, go work out, but do something to control that stress.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And if you've listened to our shows, these are our pillars of health, right? Like if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to balance your hormones, if you're trying to fix your gut health, like if you're fatigued, this, you know, it's the four pillars of everything, right? But say you have all those things dialed in. Okay. I hear you. Let's talk about some biohacking stuff for that. Sauna, not dry heat sauna, but infrared sauna can help you give energy. It can help you relax and give you energy. A cold shower, like cold plunging, cold shower, really can increase those dopamine response and make you have energy. Like those are two things that I know that I do that can really boost energy and can be really helpful for fatigue.
Yeah, no, those are great. And if you think about it, like you said, those are the pillars of health, which is true. If you're eating yucky, you're not sleeping, you're not moving, you're not going to lose weight. And if you're doing all of those things wrong, you're going to be fatigued as well if you're not eating right. So all of it, you're right, it all plays such a crucial role in our health. So it seems like a lot, but it all works together and it can be so simple if you're able to just find something that works for you.
Yeah. Now, let's dig deeper. You're doing all the right things and you're like, I'm still really fatigued. Okay. Then we have to look at your hormones. And I'm not like, a lot of people will bring their thyroid when they're fatigued, but you can't just look at your thyroid. Mm-hmm. All the hormones play a role together. We've talked about this before, like go back and listen to our hormone episode. But if you're doing all the right things and you're coming to me and you're like, I'm still fatigued, then we need to look at your vitamin D levels. Because listen, I don't ever see labs with people's vitamin D that are normal. Like, you people need to all take some vitamin D. Like, if you're tired right now, go to Thorne and get you some 5,000 units of vitamin D and start taking it daily. Like, don't go to Walmart because the supplements from Walmart do not have vitamin D in them. I've seen the people take vitamin D and tell me they're taking it, and I've seen their labs. It's not vitamin D. I don't know what it is, but it's not vitamin D. And if you're taking vitamin D and your levels are still low and you're taking good quality vitamin D, then you need to add some K with it so it can help absorb. So go to Thorne, get you some vitamin D plus K. If you need a discount, reach out to us because we can give you a discount through Thorne. But take some vitamin D. I guarantee you're deficient. But you should have a vitamin D level checked. And remember, you want that range between 50 to 60. Like, well, at least 50, right? B12. I don't know how many people's B12 I see that is like 200. B12 gives you energy. Like, literally, there's med spas everywhere giving B12 injections, which injections, I don't think you should go do that, people. Like, don't go do that. But take a methylated B12 vitamin. It needs to be methylated. We've talked about methylation before. Like, a lot of people don't methylate properly. So take a methylated B vitamin. Again, there's one from Thorne. Methylated B vitamin. Go take it. It's great.
It's okay if you don't methylate.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I take a methylated B vitamin every day. I actually take it in my athletic greens. So there you go. But yeah, vitamin B. So those are two things that we just start off. And those are vitamin and nutrient deficiencies. Like, easy fix, right? Mm-hmm. Are you hydrated? Like, if you're not hydrated or don't have electrolyte balance, which we can see in a CMP, you're going to be tired. Like, you have to drink water and you have to drink some electrolytes.
Right. That's what I say. If you're drinking coffee and pop during the day, you're going to be dehydrated. If you're drinking no water ever, which a lot of ladies we come to, it's coffee and pop.
Listen,
or soda for you Southern people.
I still work in the office, and I've never seen so many people's pee that looks like tea. Like, literally every patient's pee, now you're never going to want to drink tea.
So dark.
But like, your pee should be like a light yellow. It shouldn't be clear, because then you're drinking too much and you don't want to deplete all your electrolytes. But your pee should be pale yellow. It should not turn the toilet brown or orange or super yellow. Now, if you've taken a bunch of vitamins, it might turn it neon yellow for the time being. Like, it can do that.
Yeah.
But drink some water. Okay. So
yeah.
It's wild how many people don't drink water.
I know. You guys, you girls, you just got to put on your big girl pants and drink the water. And if you don't like how it tastes, set an alarm on your phone and chug every hour so you can get your ounces in.
Well, infuse it.
We're all adults. And I get it. I know, but some ladies say they can't find anything that they like. So at that point, it's like, well, here's the thing, though. Like, you got to put your big girl pants on. We tell our kids they have to eat their vegetables, and we tell them about the rules. So come on, drink your water. Yeah. We're adults. It is what it is.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
You were supposed to be sassy, and then I was just sassy. This is supposed to be your sassy day.
I know. I was sassy in my clinic. You were with me earlier today.
It's okay.
Listen. If you're on meth and you don't have a menstrual cycle, don't come at me and complaining because you don't have a menstrual cycle because you're on meth. Side note.
Yeah.
Side note.
Yes.
Anyways. Okay. Vitamin B12. Okay. Then we need to look at your insulin level. If your insulin level is really chronically elevated, you're going to be fatigued. And it's just because your body is up and down on the insulin roller coaster. Your blood sugars are all over the place. So you need a fasting insulin level, and we really want it under 6. If it's 35, I bet you feel terrible because that insulin is just super high and you don't feel good, right? Insulin is a fat storing hormone. We've talked about this before. If you can't lose weight, it's because your insulin's high. Bring your carbs down. You can reduce insulin resistance so fast. Like, go on a paleo, like, low carbohydrate diet. Cut out all the sugar and the complex carbs.
And all the inflammation, watch it go.
Yeah. So then you really need to look at your sex hormones before you look at your thyroid. Because, like, think about this. Most women don't get thyroid disease until their middle age. And why is that? It's because when their hormones start fluctuating, right? So thyroid always gets a bad rap that like, that's why people are tired. But a lot of times your thyroid is not functioning right because you don't have the proper sex hormones. So I always like to look at like vitamin D, vitamin B12, insulin, CRP. Let's all like, do you have metabolic syndrome? Let's correct that. But then let's look at your sex hormones, right? Women, you need hormones. If you're menopausal and you're listening to this, go run and find someone that will prescribe you hormones. As long as you like, here's red flags. If like, you should not have estrogen if you have a history of hormone receptive breast cancer. If you have a history of clotting, like a blood clot that wasn't provoked by like surgery or something like that. If you have like really elevated liver enzymes, but if you have a family history of breast cancer, more than likely, you are perfectly fine to get estrogen therapy. Like, estrogen plays such a huge role in your insulin sensitivity. Go get your hormones. You'll feel amazing, like so much better. You'll your energy will come back. You can get some progesterone to help you sleep at night. Go, like, if you're menopausal, if you're perimenopausal, if you're struggling, go get your hormones checked. Like, it's easy. But you have to get your testosterone checked, too, because that plays a role. Like, I can tell you I was really fatigued last year. My testosterone was 3. Which wasn't even readable on the charts, which is ridiculous. I'm 37. My testosterone should not be that low, but it's not FDA approved for women. And it's not been really studied that testosterone gives you more energy, but it does. So get your hormones checked.
And cause I mean, why not? Why feel yucky if you don't have to? One of my ladies too, she started the progesterone after you had met with her and she's sleeping so much better. Like, she's thrilled.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah. And those hormones can be like life changing, right? Like, I have people all the time that will start on testosterone and they'll be like, oh my God, I feel like a new woman. Like, their libido is back, their energy is back. Like,
energy.
Everything.
Yeah. Yep.
But do not be scared of hormones. Like,
no.
Don't be scared. And then you can look at your thyroid and listen. Don't go to your endocrinologist for thyroid because they don't know what they're doing. You don't know how many people that I've had to fix their thyroid from their endocrinologist lately. So your sex hormones need to be working well. Your insulin needs to be low. And then your thyroid needs to be functioning properly. And you need to have adequate T3. So I saw a lady yesterday and her physician had her on like so much levothyroxine. Like a really, really high amount. And so she came to me and I did lab work and I checked her reverse T3 and her free T3. And her reverse T3 was really high. So it was blocking her free T3 from getting into her cells. But her free T3 was also really low. I put this lady on 25 of Cytomel and she came back 4 weeks later. And I'm not joking. She was like bouncing around my office and she's like, it's like the lights came on. Like, I have so much energy. I am now the woman that I thought I was like years ago.
That's amazing.
Because her thyroid levels are now optimized. So if you can get your sex hormones optimized, your thyroid optimized, your insulin down, your eatings, like I can tell you that I have everything optimized and I feel like a champ and I'm not tired. I'm tired right now.
A champ.
I'm tired right now because I've been up for 12 hours and I've worked. But that's not chronic fatigue.
No, it's champ fatigue.
Yeah.
Because you're a champ.
Yeah.
Because you're doing boss lady stuff.
But if you go like... Yeah. You have to do all these things, ladies, and you have to start at the bottom. You can't go to the thyroid medication and the hormones without fixing your lifestyle underneath. And if you're really struggling to do those things, then you have to work on your mindset and you have to like find the, like motivation's not going to get you very far. You have to find the determination and the discipline to do it. And I heard this really good analogy the other day and I was like, it like clicked, right? So many women come to us and they don't, well, I had my rant on Facebook the other day to our client only group because listen, 3 people the other morning were like, I don't know why the scale isn't moving. I'm like, throw the scale away. Like, why are you freaking out about the scale? But you also have to remember that you put your body in a lot of debt. So if you weigh 50, if you're 50 pounds overweight, think like you just bought a house, and you have a big mortgage payment. When you pay those mortgage payments, you're making a dip and 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 a dip. And you're not going to get that house paid off for quite a while, but you're going to get the results. If you just show up every day and do the actions, you're chipping away at that mortgage payment. And eventually you're going to get to where you want to go. But you don't just pay your house off in one payment. You can't just lose all the weight and feel your best in one day after doing something.
Right, right. And like we always say too, it didn't take one day to get there.
No.
So it's going to take a little bit to figure it out. Because in the meantime, as you were getting there, a lot more stuff underneath what you can see was being affected. So all of that has to be healed as well. But I don't think people really think about that as much.
No, there's so much to being healthy and feeling good. So much. And if you think that you're going to get it from your regular doctor, I am sorry, but it is not going to happen. Because I work in traditional medicine. I see it. Like, you're just not going to get what you need. And so you're going to have to put forth a little bit of money and some time and some effort. Because here's the thing. And I see this all the time. I can optimize the crap out of your thyroid and your hormone levels, but your insulin's still jacked up. And so you still don't feel good. And why is your insulin jacked up? Because you don't have a health coach helping you learn how to eat right and move your body. Like, health coaching is so important. And we hear all the time, like, well, I don't need a health coach. I just need to get my hormones optimized and I just need to do all those things. But if you're not living a healthy lifestyle, it doesn't matter how much your hormones are optimized, how much your thyroid is optimized, you are going to feel like crap because you need someone to help guide you along the way to living that healthy lifestyle.
Right. It also doesn't matter how well your friend can read your labs.
No.
That doesn't count either.
No.
Yeah. And having someone who is in your corner who can keep you accountable and knows what you should be doing, right? Based on the data that we receive. Like, one of my ladies today told me she wanted to eat nuts. Nuts are healthy for you. She sent this something to her friend and her friend was like, you shouldn't eat that. Nuts are inflammatory. So then she was messaging me, should I not eat nuts? They're inflammatory. I said, oh my goodness, stop. Like, nuts are healthy for you. If for some reason you're eating the nuts and you notice that you're bloating or something, then we can talk about it. But everyone worries and they think everything is bad for them. Like, no, no. You need someone who can help guide you. Because honestly, if people are out there not eating nuts because they're scared it's going to, like, I don't even know what, then we have a problem.
No, yeah.
Like, nuts. But they're probably eating cheeseburgers.
Right.
You know.
And Oreos. And Oreos.
Yeah.
So
another day, another podcast.
Yeah. And we got completely sidetracked off fatigue, but that is why you're tired, people. Like, all of these things add up to why you are feeling tired and fatigued. And so if you don't know where to start, start with your lifestyle. If you can't keep up with a lifestyle change, get a health coach. If you're doing all the lifestyle stuff, then get some intensive labs with someone, work with someone who can optimize all those things. But I guarantee you, you still need a health coach because you still need to know how to put it into play. Like, I don't know how many people that I have, like, they're healthy and I'm like, oh, you are not doing the right stuff. You're not working out properly. You're not eating properly. You're not doing the right things still. And so I'm just going to leave that there. And your insurance won't pay for a health coach. It's coming. Maybe. But they will not now. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you ladies, if you are struggling or, you know, you're trying everything and, or you just don't know where to start, please feel free to reach out to us because we would be glad to help you or even point you in the right direction. If maybe it's us that isn't the best program to work with, but we would love to help you guys out. And we have plenty of free resources that we could send you. So always reach out because, like I said, that is what we love to do and we would love to help you. So, but in the meantime, if you want to listen to any of our other episodes that we have in the past, feel free to go back and leave us a kind review and a 5-star rating because that helps spread the word as well. But we will catch you next time.
Bye, ladies.
See ya.